Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. It's right there available for you. Whenever you get there, if you just show up, we'll let you in and let you use all the resources that we have. Our Brain Trust members are all there for you. Our archives, the replays of the shows that we've done over the last many years, probably about 4,000 of those puppies there for you to search through and find the ones that speak to the issue that's on your mind right now. Also, the articles are the same way. Thousands of those. So I hope you use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and you will find our good friend Christina Cavanaugh all over our website. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. She's an email expert. She is the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. I love that title. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Christina, this wonderful tool that we now seem to have a love-hate relationship with sometimes. Email, right? I mean, we love it. What would we do without it? I mean, it's my lifeline to so many things, to so many relationships that I have, business and otherwise. But at the same time, it can be maddening sometimes, especially when we get into issues of spam. We get into issues of people misusing email for whatever reason. It's like anything else. It has good things and bad things, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It definitely does. And I think that people tend not to look at the bad side or the dark side. They're only looking at what they can do with it and how, you know, functional they can be.
Well, of course, that's a good way to focus, but it's also a little naive, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is. And one of the topics I wanted to sort of introduce today was this idea of privacy and being ever vigilant as to what we write on our emails. And the reason for that is because you don't know who else is going to read those emails.
Yep.
You know, and if you are in a small business where you've got 4 or 5 employees, you've got other people using the email system, your email system, dealing with your suppliers, and you don't know what they're writing. And a lot of times employees feel that they can write whatever they wish, press the delete button, and it's gone, not realizing that if you really wanted to do an investigation on an employee, you could certainly go in and start reading their emails, and ooh la la.
Yeah, right. So if someone creates an email and they write it, but they don't send it and they delete it, what are you saying that they can go back in and find the what they wrote, what they read?
Yeah, if they send it, like, you know, if they put it on the email system and send it out.
Yeah, right.
We can go in and to the email system and retrieve those emails.
Now, but it has to be sent. And yeah. the other thing, Christina, that there's so many different ways that what you write can get back around to you. You could send someone an email thinking that it was sending confidence, and then the other person receiving it could forward it to somebody else, not realizing that you might not have wanted them to do that, and what you wrote to them can get sent to the other person whom you might not want it to see it.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's part of the dangers, the dark side of email.
Email is not like making a phone call and your words just going away after you get through. I mean, they stick, don't they?
They do, and I think that's where people, I think, need to be constantly reminded of that, you know, what goes on email, especially in a company setting, belongs to the company. It does not belong to the individual.
Right.
So if the individual sends an email that they'd like to think is personal, it is not, because it sits on the company server.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that, whether it's employers or employees. you know, don't realize that it belongs to the company, and if the company finds something, they can use it against you.
All right. Now, what kind of what privacy should an employee expect to have with their email in the business?
None. That's the simple answer.
Short and sweet, right?
Yes. Yes, it means that the employer has access to everything, all the records. If they keep the records on their server, then they have legitimate access to all of it. Mm-hmm. And if they were ever sued for some reason and a lawyer wanted to subpoena the email records, well, they certainly can. So I think that employees need to beware that some of the messages that they may be sending could be read. And I think employers need to make sure to make their employees aware that they should be using the email for, you know, appropriate business purposes.
There needs to be training in this area, doesn't it? I mean, to let the employees know that they're not to, you know, don't get glib with your email when you're working with people out in the business who are associated with the business, customers, vendors, that sort of thing. You know, you have to sort of tone down your behavior. This is not your own personal activity, even though you may have a personal relationship, meaning a friendship, and the people you're working with, there may be a great deal of affinity there between the two people, between the two organizations. Mm-hmm. Still, you must remember that you're in a professional setting.
Definitely. And it also goes further to, when people send personal emails, nobody's going to mind, you know, when people send personal emails at work, you know, to their spouse or friends, you know, as long as it doesn't get in the way of work. But I had a case just recently, and that's why I wanted to bring this up, where somebody sent an email from, you know, her to her husband confirming on the company email that she just scammed some stationery, some things that she's going to bring home for him.
Wow.
Right on the email. So guess what? When emails are being investigated for different reasons,
right?
This one was looked at and went, oh ho! You know, this shows clear intent.
Right, and the person lost their job.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. It's the lawyer's.
What makes people think that they can say these things? Do you think people really believe that this is just going out into never land and it'll never be found again?
I actually think, Jim, that they do. I don't think people think enough about it. You know, as you
yeah.
said, the tool
they don't
is
they
so
don't
great.
They really don't understand the technology, do they?
No.
When we come back, we're going to talk about. I want to talk to Christina, get her to tell us about some things that could happen that could be detrimental for the entire company, not just get the employee in trouble, but get the entire company in trouble, and maybe with disastrous results. 20 after, we'll be right back with Christina Cavanaugh. She's the author of Managing Your Email. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh, the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. Christina, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh, that's all one word, no you, .com.
Right. All right.
The book is available through Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
And the last name is spelled Cavanagh. As she says, no you, Christina, like you would think it would be spelled, with a C, Kavanaugh. So check it out.com. The book, Managing Your Email, wherever books are sold. Christina, sometimes employees can do things that they, not just ill-advised things, not just mischievous things, not just things that where they took a few extra liberties, or they got themselves into a bind because of something they said about the boss or something like that. I mean, those are things that could have an impact on the employee. But there are plenty of things, unfortunately, that employees can do that can get the whole company in trouble with email, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, unfortunately. Again, another part of the dark side. I think one of the things that there is that they can get employers bound in lawsuits if employees aren't clear in their instructions to suppliers, mm-hmm. for instance.
Yep.
You need to be really careful when you're dealing with suppliers where you're, you know, something, it's a complex job, things like that, and emails will go back and forth.
If you accidentally tell them to turn the screw to the right,
yeah.
and they should have turned the screw to the left, and you don't, and you knew that it was supposed to be the other way than from what you said, and you don't go back and check it over, you don't go back and do take a little extra care to make sure that you're technically correct, you could cost somebody a lot of money.
That's exactly right, and I've seen that kind of thing happen. You know, people get busy, and they know people, and they say, well, yeah, how much is this? Or they say, okay, I want this big job to be done. How much will it cost? And they never get back to them
mm-hmm.
until the goods need to be delivered or picked up, and then you find out it was four times the cost.
Right.
You know, so there are certainly ways that employees can get employers in hot water where next thing you know, you're dealing with lawyers and everything else.
Right.
Another thing too is to not give over corporate Visa numbers over the phone, the email.
Right.
It's bad enough not.
Meaning, don't type them into the email and send them.
That's right.
Yeah, you never ever want to do that.
No, we sort of know that I think with our personal stuff, but I think we don't tend to think about our corporate cards in the same way, and we need to. Because if we don't, then you can always get a supplier who's annoyed with you or doesn't agree with you. And the next thing you know, they're putting charges through your card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
what about when I forget my password and the company sends me a password by email? How about that? Is that dangerous?
It's only dangerous if you don't change the password.
Ah.
Okay. So, you know, there's always going to be people who forget their passwords.
Like me.
Yeah, and like me too, to different things. And so they'll send you, normally it's a computer-generated password.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that means that somebody knows it from somewhere. So the best thing to do when you get a new password, you know, is to reset it to something that you know.
Mm-hmm. Are there people out there intercepting email over cyberspace?
Yes, there are.
I mean, before it even gets to your server.
Yeah, the devices are called packet sniffers. And if they really wanted to, they could be sort of grabbing up or looking at emails over cyberspace. The fact of the matter is that, you know, this kind of stuff is usually more concerned with trying to get credit card numbers and
right.
kind of information for identity theft.
They're looking for certain markers in the email, aren't they?
That's right.
Not your comment about Aunt Minnie.
No. Not the usual traffic. So that's why it's important to kind of keep the usual traffic usual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think people should be trained on, we should train our folks on, is any kind of, be careful about the jokes, be careful about any kind of bad language or anything like that, any kind of sexual references, whatever, those things can get companies into a lot of trouble, and individuals as well.
Oh, yes, definitely, and there are many companies, most companies have a harassment policy, and you know, anything that's sexual that gets sent to you, the best thing to do is to just simply delete it. That if you actually forward something you received from somebody else onwards, then you are also culpable.
Years ago, I just told people, please don't send me jokes.
Yeah.
Call me up, tell me a joke if you want to, but don't email me a joke.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, I just didn't have time to go through all of them. You know, back in the early days of email, that's all you got were jokes for a while. But the best thing to do is just to stick to business, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with reinforcing with your employees. Don't send jokes. Don't receive jokes. Let's just discourage this practice.
Right.
Because I have seen it creeping up a little bit more. So I think it's
really.
I've been seeing a few more things coming through the system than even a year ago. So.
Right, right. Christina, give us your website again, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh, CHRISTINACAVANAGH.com.
And the books are available wherever books are sold.
Yes, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Managing Your Email by Christina Cavanaugh. Thanks, Christina. See you next time. Good job today. Quick break, right back with Congressman Steve Chabot from Ohio's 1st District. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.